It's a beautiful day to celebrate Jarrell Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days in Wessington Springs. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. I'm visiting today with Maverick Jones. He's a 3-year member of the Prairie Hills 4-H Club. Maverick, thanks for visiting with us today, and you've been quite busy with woodworking projects. Tell us about them.
Well, I've been doing 4-H for 3 years, and I started on this project, the woodworking 3 years ago, and the last 3 years I've been doing woodworking.
Tell us about the book holder that you refinished for Achievement Days. How did you come about that?
The high school had it, and my grandma works at the high school, and they said they wanted somebody to refinish it. So my grandma said, well, my grandson will do it. So I redid it, and then I decided I should do it for 4-H.
Now, how did you go about the refinishing process? Did it take a while?
Yes, I sanded it a lot, and then I stained it, and I varnished it. And I put steel wool on it, used tack cloth.
Did it take quite a while to sand it?
Yeah, it took a lot of sanding.
What kind of sandpaper do you use on it?
Real thick stuff right away. And then once you get all the stain off, you take a thinner sandpaper to get all the scratches and stuff out and smooth it off.
Now, did you hand sand that, or did you use an electric sander?
In the corners, I used a hand sander, and then in the main areas, I used an electric sander.
You mentioned using something called a tack cloth to clean it up. What does the tack cloth do?
It's sticky, and it gets all the dust and everything off.
And what kind of stain did you use?
Dark walnut, I think.
And then after that, do you sand it down again?
No.
Then you apply varnish, correct?
Yep.
So how long does it take for the stain to dry?
3 hours.
And then you follow that with the varnish, and how long does that take to dry?
Quite a while.
What is the final step then to getting it finished?
You put steel wool on it, and then you varnish one more time, and then you're good.
And so where is this book shelf going to go? Back to the high school?
Yes, it'll go back to the high school and the library.
And you have another project here today that really caught my eye. It's a ball holder. Where did you find out about that?
My grandma got it off of Pinterest.
And what kind of wood do you use on the board ball holder?
Oak.
Do you also go through the process of sanding and staining that as well?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to put it together?
2.5 days.
And I see you were also able to use pull tabs in the process. How do those work in the ball holder?
You screw them on down at the bottom, and then you hook your bungee straps to it, and then that's how the balls stay in there.
And what did the judge think of your two projects today?
They really liked them.
And you made it with purple ribbons.
Yeah.
Been in 4-H for 3 years now, Maverick. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
Maybe making a wooden bat.
And how would you do that? Would that involve a lathe?
Yes.
Now, Maverick, if someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience, why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
You get to try new things, help others out, and make new things.
Maverick Jones, Prairie Hills 4-H Club at Jarrell Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days. Thanks for visiting with us, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
And that's Maverick Jones here at Jarrell Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days in Wessington Springs. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.